Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm getting a flood of mail. Well-intentioned people, by the way, that want to discuss the minutiae of the charges against Donald Trump and Hunter Biden. But I can't do that responsibly because I don't have discovery. So do you know what discovery is? In any court case, civil or criminal, both sides must put forth the evidence and the defense so that no one is surprised in a court of law by stuff they're not expecting. So there's a rigorous process that goes on before any trial. Information changes hands, ebb and flow. So anybody can make any allegation about anything. And the press does that all day long. They don't care about discovery or anything else. All right, the press just wants the giant allegations so people read or buy, whatever they do, consume their news. But responsible people like me, I have to wait and see what the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, has in the case on January 6th. I don't think he has much, but I don't know. I don't know what Donald Trump's defense is going to be in Mar-a-Lago. Now, we're going to get into all of that tonight. I'm going to tell you what is on the record, what I can report. But if you want speculation, it is not the program for you. One thing I can say with certainty is that much of the action against Donald Trump is politically driven. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Number one, Stormy Daniels, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Uber leftist Bragg. The city is in chaos because of him. Statistics. He took office on January 1st, 2022, last year, okay? From that time to November of 22, 11-month period, Bragg downgraded 52% of all felony arrests. That means the police arrested somebody, they were charged with a felony, it went to Bragg's office, he goes, nope, downgraded. Either threw it out or downgraded it to a misdemeanor. 52%, okay? Compared to 39% in the year before Bragg took office. So you can see this guy didn't want to prosecute many people. He lets heavyweight heroin dealers go out on no bail. He lets gangbangers with a rap sheet a mile long caught with loaded pistols out on no bail. This is not a responsible human being in any way, Alvin Bragg, in my opinion. Okay, so he's charging Donald Trump with a felony for allegedly paying Stormy Daniels money to keep her quiet. 90% of high-profile human beings, male or female, would have done the same thing because they don't want their families embarrassed and they don't want their businesses harmed. Remember, anybody can make an allegation about anything. Just want it to go away. Bragg knows that. And Bragg never would have charged this case unless Donald Trump was involved. Never in a million years would this man, Alvin Bragg, have brought that case. And he still has not defined what the felony charge is. After all this time. And he says, I don't have to. Until the discovery process. Makes me angry because I know it's corruption. That's number one. So this is political here. Let's go to Atlanta. Fannie Willis, Fulton County. Okay. She has charged Donald Trump with 13 felony counts to try to illegally overturn the Georgia vote. Not just in Atlanta, but all of Georgia. So, where is the attorney general of the state? That's his purview. Fannie only has jurisdiction in Fulton County, one county. So I went on News Nation with Chris Cuomo last night and said this. Go. Do you know how many counties there are in Georgia? Do you know?
No. How many?
159. Do you know how many district attorneys joined with Fannie Willis in this action?
Zero.
Okay. Interesting. Now, no. Jurisdiction, she has it in the Atlanta Fulton County area.
Yes.
Does not have it in Cobb County, doesn't have it in Savannah, doesn't have it anywhere else. But who does? The attorney general of the state, who should have brought this case because it is a statewide case. The alleged fraud, the alleged racketeering did not just happen in Atlanta. It happened all over Georgia. But not one district attorney from any other of the 158 counties would join with her. That should raise every red flag in the world. Okay, that logic is irrefutable. And a lot of these counties in Georgia have Democrat DAs. Nobody signed on. So, the only conclusion that a fair, rational person can come to at this juncture is this is political, just like New York City. Here's what Jonathan Turley said about it. Go.
Willis seems to have charged everything and everyone is allowing God to sort them out. You look at this indictment and every call, every tweet, every speech seems to be a separate criminal act that composes this conspiracy. That raises really troubling questions as to the criminalization of the challenges to elections.
Now, we went over that in a historical sense with Thomas Jefferson, Aaron Burr, John Marshall. It's a message of the day. You can access it on BillO'Reilly.com. Okay, so the two so-called local beefs against Trump are undeniably political, in my opinion, and I think I backed it up to the extent Cuomo didn't have anything last night. He couldn't refute it. He didn't agree with it, but okay, you believe what you want to believe. All right? Now let's get to the feds. So, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, all right? Now, he's been maligned on the right. He blew the case of the former governor of Virginia, McDonnell. And he's a zealot. I mean, he's going to do what he's told to do by his boss, Merrick Garland. We all know that. Nobody challenges that. So Smith's whole case on January 6th, his entire case, is that Donald Trump knew he lost the election of 2020. He knew it. But he tried to overturn the election anyway. That's his whole case. Now, the key witness to that case is Vice President Mike Pence, because Trump wanted Pence to go in and delay the electoral count certification. We all remember this. That's what happened on January 6th. right? Pence would not do that. Now, if Pence would walk into discovery where he's under oath and say, Trump told me he lost the election, but wanted me to stop it anyway, Trump's then convicted. But Pence goes on NBC News and doesn't say that. Go.
I looked through the process. I was determined to hear the objections that Republicans were planning to bring, Chuck, and many did bring.
Right.
I mean, you remember Democrats brought objections to Electoral College votes in three of the last four elections that Republicans prevailed.
Right.
There's nothing
under the
unusual
law.
About
right.
that.
None of it, right.
But I did ask the parliamentarian.
Yeah, under the law.
I did ask the parliamentarian very directly, Chuck. Right. I asked her because I was hearing rumors. I was reading in the newspaper that there were alternate electors. I asked her point blank.
Was anybody in the White House telling you this?
From any state. And she said there was not. I don't recall that. I just remember hearing it in the public. And I wanted a definitive answer whether or not the parliamentarian had received any additional electoral votes. She had not.
Okay. Once again, was anybody in the White House telling you this? I don't recall that. That's Trump's strongest point. Now, somebody told Mike Pence, hey, we know we lost, but we want you to go in there and boot it anyway, delay it anyway, so we get fake electors in there. And Trump is guilty. And so are all the people who would have advised him to do that. But that's not what Pence said publicly. So is what Pence going to go back now, an evangelical Christian under oath, and counter what he said on Meet the Press? I don't think so. Now, I'm not trying this case, not doing that, because Smith may have other evidence about his assertion, allegation, that Trump knew he lost and took illegal steps to negate the election. He might have something else that I don't know about. But if it's Pence, he loses. Smith loses. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Okay, joining us now from Buffalo, New York, is Congressman Nick Langworthy. He is a representative from New York's 23rd District upstate, and he is on the House Oversight Committee. So at this point, Americans, most fair-minded people, know what happened. There's not a lot of dispute. The media ignores it primarily. They don't really get into it. But talk radio, Fox News, on the internet, it's all over the place. So where is this going, in your opinion, you being a member of the Oversight Committee? Where is it going?
Well, I think we're heading towards an impeachment inquiry. I really think the Speaker of the House has been crystal clear that we don't want to be Nancy Pelosi. We're not going to run a slipshod impeachment process just for the sake of saying the word impeachment. I mean, those Democrats had made the decision to impeach Trump the minute he was in the parade for the inauguration. They knew, they just were looking for the minute to do it. This has been a very methodical investigation by the House Oversight Committee, led by our chairman, James Comer, as you've detailed here. The third installation of banking records that have been released. Now we see the oligarchs have shown up in the bank records from Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, Russia. I mean, we have over $20 million in documented transfers.
And that doesn't count China. You're not counting China in that.
China, Romania, there's more and more countries, right. But now we're up to 20 million that we have the receipts on. I've personally been down there with many members of the Oversight Committee in the basement of the Treasury Department going through these suspicious activities reports. This has got the makings of one of the biggest scandals in the history of the United States.
There's no doubt about it. I think it is the biggest scandal as far as alleged bribery is concerned. How many people are there on the Oversight Committee? How many congresspeople?
I think we have somewhere in the high 20s on the Republican side, and there's about five less Democrats on the committee.
Okay, so you're talking about 40 representatives on the committee, correct?
It's a big committee, yes.
Okay. Is there one Democrat on the Oversight Committee that has shown any concern about this, that is angry about it, worried about it? Is there one?
I haven't heard that out of anybody's mouth. I mean, Bill, when we had the whistleblowers from the IRS into the committee, I was struck by just the candor they brought to the table, the sincerity, the honesty. They knew their facts, they were passionate, and they cared about the country and loved the country. You know, one was a Democrat, one was a Republican. You know, so these weren't people engaged in partisan politics. And you didn't hear a single person, and I go last, just about last on the committee because I'm a freshman. But listening to all of the Democrats' questions, not a damn one of them had anything to say to defend the Bidens, to refute the claims. It was all Trump, 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 Trump. It had nothing to do with the facts at hand.
And but in your informal conversation, I don't want you to hang anybody on television tonight. I'm not asking you to do that. But you guys talk amongst yourselves, and I mean, you're in a committee and you have snacks and lunch and stuff. Is there anybody on the Democratic side that is concerned here?
I have not seen one of them crack in terms of wanting staggering to see this move forward. It's as staggering as the media blackout. You know,
but it's worse than that because Congress people are elected to represent the folks. The media wants to make money, and they don't care about the folks at all. All right, not a whit do they care. But your job is to represent the people that live in your district. Both Democrat and Republican, all right? And on the, I haven't
seen. Take it seriously. I think we have to have a serious investigation and come out with the facts. We have.
You
to
have. You have. And so as a judiciary. All right.
And
so
that's
look,
where I think the next step is impeachment inquiry. Okay. You know, is probably where we're heading.
But you're all on vacation now. But I assume you guys are talking amongst yourself on the phone and all of that, right? Okay. So timeline. Timeline on this. You're back after Labor Day. Committee resumes looking into the allegations about Hunter Biden and his father. And Jim Biden has not been, has not really been scrutinized the way I think he should be. Can I give you one piece of really good information that I hope you act on, Congressman? Because I've been trying to get this story. And I gave it to Senator Cruz, and I gave it to a whole bunch of other people. You know that Matthew Graves is the U.S. attorney in Washington, correct?
Yes.
You know, and your committee has established in the whistleblower testimony, that Matthew Graves would not help Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, investigate Hunter Biden. You know that, right? That's a fact. It's been established.
Right.
Do you know who Graves is married to?
Who is that?
You don't know, right?
Right.
Okay. Her name is Fatima Graves. She's a far left activist in D.C. Since Joe Biden has been president, Fatima Graves has visited the White House 28 times with no reason for being there. Matthew Graves' office is right next to Attorney General Merrick Garland's office. I would love to see the Oversight Committee subpoena Fatima Graves to come in and explain what she's doing in the White House 28 times and why her husband, and you can subpoena him too, didn't recuse himself from the case instead of just saying, I'm not going to cooperate. This is a big scandal because it ties right back to Merrick Garland and the soft deal Hunter Biden got.
And that's very, very helpful, Bill. And
I hope you can just pull Comer aside. Please. Comer, I think, knows. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. But we've developed this story, my news organization. All right? We didn't take it from anywhere. But all you got to do is say, Mrs. Graves, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And the visitor logs on the White House show all the time she's been, what were you doing there? What I think she was doing is she's a conduit from the president to Merrick Garland. Because as you know, can't put anything in writing because you can subpoena texts and everything like that. Can't call, all the calls are taped. So you got to have a human being going back and forth. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but in an investigation, you should try to find out, right?
No, it is very helpful, and I'll share this with the staff, with the Oversight Committee, and we'll get to work on asking these questions because the Merrick Garland in his entire office, this needs to be turned upside down. What they tried to pull with the plea bargain with Hunter Biden is just
stunning.
Gross.
At this point, after all of the work of the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee, the FBI still is not investigating anything about all this money wire transfer into the United States. It's almost impossible to believe. Last word.
Well, we are going to continue our work. We're not going to be intimidated by anyone. We're calling out the legacy media every single day and daring them to cover this. I mean, the cover up for this president, I sure hope it's worth it. You know, what consequences that is bringing to this country that they won't put this in the nation's papers or on the nation's news broadcasts.
They're going to get there.
People deserve to know.
They've already lost credibility and all that. And it's going to break. So please keep in touch with us, Congressman. It's very nice of you to help us out today. But we'd like you to be our point man here. And any information you get, just let us know. We'll throw you back up there. And next time I'm up in upstate New York, I'll drop in to see you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oppenheimer, the movie. So, $560 million globally since it opened July 21st. That's a big hit. If it didn't make money, they call it a bomb, which would be play on words, but it's okay. Oppenheimer, the movie. You heard about it. So 78 years ago this month, the United States dropped two atomic bombs on Japan because Japan wouldn't surrender in World War II. Remember, the Nazis had surrendered. Third Reich was gone. Japan wouldn't surrender, even though they were getting their butt kicked everywhere. Wouldn't surrender. So the United States drew up an invasion of Japan. My father was involved in that invasion. I wrote a book called Killing the Rising Sun. And interestingly enough, the movie Oppenheimer cribbed some of the stuff that I had in Killing the Rising Sun. You should read this book if you have any interest in this subject at all, particularly if you have seen or will see Oppenheimer, the movie. Now, the director of the movie, Christopher Nolan, made a fortune in the Batman franchise, billions and billions of dollars. And the guy's a genius. I mean, the way he put this movie together, and he wrote it as well, is very, very impressive. I mean, the movie is very impressive. But here's an interesting thing. The left hates the movie. All right? Isn't that interesting? It's not a political movie. As I said in the message of the day, if you want to read a little bit more, my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, where you can go, you don't have to be a premium or anything, you just read it. Okay? There's really no ideology in the movie. There are good guys and bad guys, but they're not ramming anything down your throat. It's not woke. It's not this and that. Well, listen to this insane analysis that was on the internet by a guy named Michael Dawson. Make no mistake, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was willful genocide against a non-white population. We have ample historical evidence to back this up. According to foreign policy, Japan was on a cusp of surrender anyway, resource starved and up against multiple enemies. The Japanese government was only against unconditional surrender, as it meant Japan becoming colonized by the Western powers, which happened anyway after the war, unquote. That is insane. That statement is, you should be institutionalized. That's how bad that is. Japanese weren't going to surrender. My father and hundreds of thousands of other military would have been killed invading the island. All right? The U.S. government knew that. So the decision was, do we drop the A-bombs? And the reason we had the A-bombs so quickly is because Hitler was trying to get them and was close. So we ramped it up, and all of that's in Killing the Rising Sun. But this idiot, Dawson, oh, non-white population. You know, the non-white population killed about 50 million people in South Asia. Most civilians. See what the non-white population did to China? Oh, my God. Now, you can disagree with my analysis and say, well, the United States should have taken hundreds of thousands of casualties. I wouldn't be here because my father was on one of the first destroyers. I got a picture of it in the book, Killing the Rising Sun. The kamikazes would have taken him out like that. And Japan wasn't going to surrender. They had ample opportunity to surrender. They weren't. They didn't even surrender after Hiroshima. After the first one, Japan didn't surrender. I mean, how insane are these left-wing fanatics? Okay, I had to get that off my chest. So the movie's going to win Best Picture, Oppenheimer. The reason is Hollywood is going down. We all know it. All right, they're on strike now, the actors and the writers, and going down because movies are terrible, generally speaking. See, the superheroes or zombies or all this explosion every 3 minutes. It's all garbage. To get a good movie these days, almost impossible. All right? It's all woke. It's gay this, trans that. And the folks who used to, and I'm one of them, used to like to go to the movies. There's nothing to go to. Now, this movie's long. Okay? 3 hours long. And you got to sit through these unbelievable coming attractions. But Hollywood needs this movie because it's a genuine movie. And the performances, Cillian Murphy, the lead, he's going to win Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. is going to win Best Supporting Actor. I mean, the performances are just lights out. And then you got Matt Damon, who plays the general. He's excellent. And I, because I know these characters, because I wrote this book, I know what they brought. I had to go see it by myself because nobody else could have put up with me. Because I'm in a movie like, I'm watching it like this. And the stuff they took from Killing the Rising Sun, it's a compliment. But all of Los Alamos stuff, boom, boom. But we give you, I had 300 pages in Rising Sun. I mean, Nolan had 3 hours, but he can't get the stuff in that we got. Anyway, that's my review. And but you got to know something. The audience where I saw the movie was 80% over the age of 50. Because the urchins have no blanket cloak. And they'd be lost. There's not a lot of explanation. Kamala Harris. One of the problems the Democrats have when Joe Biden decides not to go for it, I say when, but it's just my speculation, is that most Americans don't trust or like the vice president. Real Clear Politics polling average, favorable job approval 38, unfavorable 53. That's just Armageddon. But some liberal commentators believe they know why Ms. Harris is unpopular. Yep.
Most people don't know what vice presidents do. And now she is a history maker. She is a woman. She is a black woman. And it's the easy thing to do to say she's the attack dog. Go after her.
Yeah, it's a race thing. So Oprah being the most successful black entertainer in the world. Barack Obama, twice elected president of the United States. But for Kamala, some reason, people don't like her because she's a black woman. Oh, stop. Come on. All right, here's a story I can't confirm you should know about. So United Airlines on July 3rd was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Rome. Plane never got off the ground. Passengers say they were kept on the plane for 7 hours in scorching heat because the air conditioning wasn't on. And they had no water and on and on and on and on. 7 hours. This is United Airlines Flight 40. Okay. So we can't confirm they were on the tarmac 7 hours. And we made every call we can make. It's now in the hands of the federal government, Department of Transportation. That's Buttigieg. United itself put out a statement. I'll read it to you. Quote, on July 3rd, United Flight 40 returned to the gate at Newark Liberty to address a temperature issue. Once there, we offered customers the opportunity to plane and later provided snacks and beverages. Our crew eventually exceeded their legally permitted duty hours. We had to cancel the flight. Regret we couldn't provide our customers a better travel experience and offer compensation. Hopes having the opportunity to welcome them back. Okay, where's the 7 hours? Says they came back. The law says that both domestic and international flights cannot keep you, the passenger, on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. That's an insane law. It should be 90 minutes. If they can't get the plane off in 90 minutes, you go back to the gate and give the people the option of getting the hell off the plane. Okay? I mean, this is crazy. So the reason that I'm reporting this is because I don't believe the Department of Transportation headed by Buttigieg is going to do anything about it. We're never going to find out what happened because Buttigieg hasn't done anything in 2.5 years. Nothing. Nothing. And the airline industry obviously can't get the planes off the ground. And Buttigieg himself is flying private and won't tell me and you, we're paying for those flights, how many private jets he's taken. What an outrage this whole thing is.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, there's a story that nobody's reporting, but it's pretty important. Iran causing trouble in the Red Sea. Red Sea is between Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. It goes north to Israel and Egypt. That's the Red Sea. Okay, Moses parted it with the help of the deity. Okay, apparently Iranian warships are stopping tankers in that area, the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, all of that, and causing mischief and international waters. So the Pentagon very quietly has sent 3,000 sailors and Marines to the Red Sea on the USS Bataan and the USS Carter Hall warships. 3,000 U.S. troops are going in there to stop Iran from doing what Iran has been doing for decades. That's a pretty big story. Nothing. I don't know. Smart life. This is important. So a study out of the Harvard Medical School and the University of Queensland in Australia conducted all across the world, 150,000 adults, 29 countries. Ready for the headline? Half of all human beings are likely to get a mental illness by the age of 75. Okay. The most common for women, mental illnesses, depression, phobia, like they're afraid to go outside or something like that, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I'm not exactly sure what the post-traumatic stress is when you're 75 and a lady. I don't know. Men, alcohol abuse, depression, and phobia. Okay, I believe this study, based upon my life experience, that once a human being reaches the age of 75, they start to get a little shaky mentally in some areas. All right? You've seen it. I saw it with my mother and my father. And my father died at 62, so I didn't even get to 70. My mother would die in her 90s. Paranoid, you know, frightened, because they know that their physicality is on the decline. They're more dependent on other people, and that leads to anxiety, depression, all of that. So how can you prevent this? That's the smart life tip. And this is just coming from me. No Harvard study, none of that. As you get older, the first thing is accept it, because everybody's in the same boat. I mean, I see these guys who are like 70, 75, dyeing their hair jet black. Why? It's not. No. All right. Accept it. Number one, you're getting older. All right. But you should be getting smarter. More wisdom. So it's a counter. Number two, move it. Okay, no excuses. Move it. Just go out for a walk 4 out of 7 days. A substantial walk. Move it. If you can, if you're physically infirmed, I understand. Get in the pool, do some stretching, whatever you can do. Because that stimulates, all right? As you get older, your immune system declines. And again, everybody, it's no supplement you can take. There's nothing you can do about it. Your immune system declines so that maladies are easier to acquire because your immune system's down. Now, I gave you smart life tips before. Knock out the sugar as much as you can. I got a bunch of delicious cookies over the weekend. I ate some of them. because they're delicious cookies. I would never buy them, but I'm rationing it, okay? Because sugar will weaken your immune system, will hasten that. So if you're drinking all the soda and iced teas and energy drinks, look at the label. 50 milligrams, 70 mil. You're insane to do that. And the worse you feel physically, the more phobias, the more mental disorders you're going to have. If you're feeling good, if you're feeling energetic, if you can do a lot of things you ordinarily would do when you were younger, you're less inclined to get depressed. And finally, the drinking and the intoxicants. I mean, that's why this pot is so bad. So bad. All right, because number one, it affects your brain. Number two, it affects your immune system. What are you doing? All right, glass of wine here and there, glass of beer, moderation, okay. All right, but that is not going to help you, the intoxication stuff. Anyway, I know I sound like Elmer Gantry here. Look him up. But I want the best for you. Smart life. All right, here is the final thought of the day. Since I left cable news 6 years ago, plus debate, robust debate, gone. People don't do it anymore. All right, it's too hard. So News Nation, the new cable news network, has hired me to do robust debate with Chris Cuomo every Wednesday night. Here's what happened last night.
You got to remember, Bill, to people who aren't in our business and for people who aren't in the inner circles of political insider intrigue, this is exactly the same thing that Republicans said was so repugnant with Trump and the Democrats.
It's not the same thing to me.
So him making phone calls to Georgia officials and others saying, find me votes, and subverting democracy, that's not a big deal. But money is, because we don't know anybody in politics who uses their connections to make money. Come on.
If you let this go, if you let this kind of selling influence go to the tune of $30 million, you don't have a federal government any longer. But the overarching strategy is
But if you allow someone to go after the exchange of votes, that's okay.
Birthday boy. Nothing's okay with me. All right. Step the facts. What the Republicans want to do is destroy the Democratic Party in the run up to the 2024 vote. Nobody at this point is assured that Biden will run. I don't think he will.
Agreed.
But there isn't Democrat, not one Democrat in Congress at this point who has the least bit of curiosity about selling influence to the tune of $30 million. Okay, you can see the whole debate, and it is worth watching, okay? On BillO'Reilly.com. Don't have to be a premium member or anything. You go there. We do that every week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Not done anywhere else. Again, it takes research to do it. You got to be quick. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. I told Cuomo last night he got his butt kicked in that debate. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he won it. I want you to watch it, okay, and tell me what you think. I'm sure some of his supporters in the News Nation audience think he bested me. But again, we need this kind of debate in this country, and we're not getting it. We're getting a lot of ideological stuff. We're getting a lot of cable news hosts go, tell me more. What do you make of that? And the network people are worse. They're worse than the cable people. Mike Wiles rolling around in his grave. All right. So thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I'll have a new column Sunday noon. And we really appreciate you guys supporting us and checking us out. All right. So we will see you tomorrow.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.